Council, you read items 11, 13, 14, and 15 together, please.
11-13, approve application under the Multiple Unit Limited Tax Exemption Program for 9101 Foster, located at 9101 Southeast Foster Road. 1114, approve application under the Multiple Unit Limited Tax Exemption Program for Cause 16th and Marshall, located at 1015, 1033, and 1039 Northwest 16th Avenue. And 115, approve application under the Multiple Unit Limited Tax Exemption Program for Cause 2211 Southwest 4th, located at 2211 Southwest 4th Avenue.
Okay, we have a presentation on these. I don't believe so. They're pretty standard fare. Has anyone signed up to speak on them? Okay. Yes, please.
Okay, yes, I have, I don't know if Teresa's here, Teresa Rayford, Judy Lowe.
Oh, they're here to make the presentation. All right, come on up. About the multi-applications, all three of them.
I want to say the written materials that you presented were so terrific that you hardly have to amplify them.
Perfect, yes. Well, my name is Dori Van Bakkel. I'm program coordinator for the Housing Bureau, working with the multi-program, and I'd be happy to answer any questions about the three projects.
Okay. I think they're pretty clear, and we do have testimony on them. So thank you. Stand by and see if we have any questions afterwards. So, Judy, come on up, please.
I can do it in 20 seconds.
All right. You can have longer than
that.
Did
you receive my written testimony? Because if you did, I don't need to read it out loud, and we can save some time.
Why don't you summarize it? Because I don't think I did. So, okay.
Give us your name, please.
I'm Judy Lowe. I'm the Lentz Neighborhood Association Chair. And I am here today to support the PDC request for a multi-unit limited tax exemption to be applied to the 9101 at the corner of Foster and Southeast 91st. As you know, some Lentz residents have been rather vocal about their dissatisfaction with the perception of the city's lack of attention to Lentz. For the past several years, Lentz has been battered by jaw-dropping rent hikes and the soaring prices of homes. Add to that the dearth of living wage jobs and the destruction of the Springwater Corridor, compounded by the crime that accompanied it, and you can imagine why morale is at an all-time low in Lentz. Lentz needs affordable housing, living wage employment opportunities, and a community gathering spot, an East Portland living room. After Williams and Dame withdrew from this cornerstone project, PDC took on a significant risk in keeping it alive and recently approved $15 million to move the project forward. The Portland Housing Bureau has committed over $1 million, which shows support and collaboration for this endeavor. Groundbreaking for the 9101 is scheduled for later this month and is visible proof that Lentz is not ignored or abandoned. The 9101 is a lifeline for Lentzians, the first injection of vitality into Lentz. It will help change the perception of Lentz as a down-and-out battered community. The 9101 offers some of what Lentz needs, 16 permanently affordable housing at 60% of median family income, employment opportunities as the retail space becomes occupied, and a town center with something shiny and new to attract tourists. The 9101 could be a reflection of the character of Lentz, mixed use, mixed occupancy, and a central location. My hope is to attract more businesses to add to the diversity of Z House. I don't know how to say Zuyul House. El Pato Feliz. Restaurants, retail shops, business offices would all offer employment opportunities for Lentzians. And the commercial affordability program could encourage minority-owned businesses to locate in what's called downtown Lentz. In order to make these opportunities available to a primarily low-income yet diverse population, PDC has asked for a multi. The 10-year abatement will allow PDC to recover a reasonable return on its investment, which will hopefully allow it some leverage towards other Lentz properties.
Give you a little more time. Go ahead.
Whose plans for development. I can read faster.
You're doing very well. Keep going.
Whose plans for development was postponed because of this commitment. There are over 22,000 people who live in Lentz and over 16 native languages spoken. Many of them have roots as refugees, immigrants, Native Americans, and other marginalized communities. This mostly silent population that adds so much richness to the fabric of our city historically has a low rate of civic engagement. Survival comes first. I became involved in the Neighborhood Association in part to increase civic engagement, especially in this critical period of growth in Lentz. The 9101 offers affordable housing and opportunities for living wage employment, factors that give hope to move beyond mere survival into stability, which in turn encourages participation in our Neighborhood Association. That's my hope, anyway. The 9101 Foster is at the front door of Lentz, near the Western Lentz Monument that welcomes you to East Portland. Nearby is the first retail U-Haul site in the nation. U-Haul was a mom-and-pop business started by Sam and Anna Mary Schoen after Sam was discharged from the Navy at the end of World War II. Founded in the 1940s, U-Haul is now a billion-dollar company, employing thousands of people, including several who live in Lentz. This is an example of the possibilities that exist for Lentz. Find a need and fill it, add value and provide good service. Work with integrity and honor your commitments. Follow up and follow through. The city knows the need for affordable housing and living wage employment. PDC is building 54 new housing units, 16 of which will be permanently affordable at 60% of median family income. With over 7,000 square feet of retail space, there's opportunity for businesses that bring jobs and the potential for business startups as well. Who knows? There may be another billion-dollar U-Haul lurking in Lentz. This is filling a need, adding value, and honoring a commitment to a neighborhood that has felt like an outsider. Please grant the multi that PDC is requesting. Thank you.
Thank you.
Can I just make two quick comments? First, thank you for coming to council on these tax abatement applications, whether we're adding or subtracting. We very rarely have people from the public come and testify. So it's very important. Number two, I remember the conversations where Lentz was advocating for a lot more market rate apartments as part of the mix. And I think it's worth noting that not only are 70% of the units in this building market rate, and there's a shortage of market rate and affordable units in Lentz, but it reflects Commissioner Saltzman's push to also make sure that a number of the units are family friendly, 2 and 3 bedrooms. And the third thing is you mentioned that it was a 10-year abatement, but I also heard you earlier say permanently affordable. And I just want to put a plug in. If this is a success, you can come back in 10 years or your successor can come back 10 years and advocate that we renew the abatement if we want to continue those affordable units. But thank you for taking the time.
I'll make a note of that for my successor. Thank you.
I just thank you also. I'm sure you probably came yesterday as well. I'm very glad you came back. Thank you. And thank you for reading that into the record because more people need to know about what Lentz is and what it can become and how much it's cherished by the neighbors there. So thank you very much.
You're very hopeful and very encouraged by this development.
That's great. Thank you, Judy. Appreciate
Thank you.
It. Thank you. Okay, anyone else on those items?
We have two more people. First one is Teresa Rayford.
Okay.
Might be somebody getting her.
Yeah. Okay. Once again, Ms. Rayford, on these items, we read all three, 113, 113, 114, 115, all been read at once. So on those three items, please.
So is there any particular way you would like for me to give my testimony on this item?
It's just about these particular council items, so
okay,
testify on those subjects and those subjects only, please.
Right, okay. So I'm not going to repeat anything that the lady before me said, but I want to reiterate on the issue with civic engagement and the process of civic engagement and the courage that it takes community members that aren't a part of vetted networks of political partners or community policing partners that engage in civics and that promote the engagement for other people, especially people that live in communities like Lentz where there's a lot of poverty, a lot of diversity, and a lot of over-policing, which we know exists in Multnomah County and all throughout the state of Oregon. Upon meeting with people like Colette Peters with the Department of Corrections, who now has policy influence in the legislature, I thought that it would be mindful for people like us that live in those areas that are very diverse, that are going through development and growth, to not only have our investment in our local communities, but throughout the state where it has to do with policy and policies. Like, you know, the bargaining agreements that...
Thank you very much. You've used your time. Thanks very much.
Yeah.
Thank
so
you.
So I don't think... So, was my five... Didn't
well,
I have a couple of minutes?
We've reduced to 1 minute because we're so far behind
okay,
schedule.
Okay, so the time that I had to take in order to ask you how I should testify, since I'm used to testifying, you know I don't stutter.
Right.
But since you guys have, like, made me run back and forth, then I wanted to testify.
Sorry for the inconvenience. We've been held up in our work in this. We're way behind, so thank you so much.
Okay, so okay, make sure you. That any assessments that you guys make on any of these agenda items include public safety for all Portlanders
okay,
and stop
you.
Using the propaganda to criminalize
thank
people
you.
Of color.
Ms. Rayford, thank
because
you
we're
much.
Not the problem.
You're done. Thank you. Okay, what, anyone else on these two, three items?
We have one more, Kelly Francois.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what she said, Carla.
Yeah, there's a cell over there, right?
Yeah.
Good luck.
Okay, welcome back. Unfortunately, because of our schedule, we've reduced testimony to 1 minute, so it's just on these three items.
I was not expecting to be doing this today. I just spoke with the Neighborhood Association representative from Lentz outside, and she gave me a little rundown on this. And we found our commonality in that we're both here to use our privilege to bring about positive social justice in our city. She said that the information that she gave me said that this sounds like a good project to go forward. And thank you for your time.
Thank you very much. Yeah, they've been advocating for it for a long time. Thank you. Okay, anyone
Charles
else?
Charles Johnson.
Okay, Mr. Johnson's still here?
He's coming.
Okay. Good afternoon. Just we're doing all three of these items together in 1 minute because we're cutting for time here. Thank you.
Shana Tova. Oh, Dan's not here. Charles Johnson and... you know, obviously anything we can do to increase housing when developers come forth and say they're ready to work within the guidelines. I do wish that we were in not such a time crunch so there could be broader community discussion about the successes we're having. The project over by St. Francis with Catholic Charities. And, you know, it's kind of idiosyncratic that one developer has these three scattered sites. And I hope that Dan and the Housing Bureau staff will engage to see if maybe this is another catalyst we can use, especially as the inclusionary zoning. You know, I think inclusionary zoning, we mostly think of applying to downtown core properties where we really need to pressure developers. But to see that we've, you know, as Judy Lowe talked really comprehensively on, it's a great opportunity for Lentz. And then to see a developer jump from Lentz over to Southwest, I'm a little bit concerned with what will be the final product and how it will apply, you know, what the tenants are going to get. But we need to move during this housing emergency. So yes, this, no please contract. Thank you.
That's fair. Yeah. In terms of one developer, appreciate that. I got to keep scrutiny on that. Thank you very much. Okay. No one else on these three items. So then let's take a vote on each of them in turn, please. Starting with
one, three.
Sorry. Oh, I was looking for my, lost my spot here. Is only the first one an emergency ordinance?
Yep.
Okay, let's take a vote on that then.
Novick?
Oh, there it is.
Aye.
Prince?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Hales?
Aye. Okay, and then 1114.